Are We Supposed to Use Musical Instruments in Church? A presentation of God Questions Ministries. Musical instruments were definitely used in worship in the Old Testament. 1 Chronicles 15, verse 16, 2 Chronicles 7, verse 6, Nehemiah 12, verse 36, Psalm 6, verse 1, Isaiah 38, verse 20, Amos 6, verse 5. The fact that the New Testament nowhere condemns musical instruments indicates that the Old Testament practice was continued in the New Testament church. The early church was comprised almost entirely of Jews. It is highly likely that they continued using musical instruments in the church, just as they did in Old Testament worship. So, even without an explicit New Testament reference, it is clear the church can use musical instruments in its worship. However, there is a clear New Testament reference to musical instruments. Ephesians 5, verse 19 declares, "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord." The phrase "making melody" comes from the Greek word solontes, which means to rub or touch, to twitch or twang. It was commonly used in Greek to refer to playing a stringed musical instrument. Whatever the case, the Bible neither forbids or commands the use of musical instruments in the church. Therefore, the church has freedom to use them if it feels led of God to do so. This has been a presentation of God Questions Ministries, www.godquestions.org.